USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as we learn former Congressman Democrat John Dingell has died in Michigan at the age of 92. He was the longest serving congressman in U.S. history. He was known as the Dean of the House. He received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Obama. Dingell serving in Congress 59 years from 1955 to 2015. Funding to finish the border wall still a major sticking point between Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill as another partial government shutdown could happen. Alabama's senior senator, Republican Richard Shelby, meeting with President Trump about negotiations on border security. The discussion aimed at avoiding another partial government shutdown.
I had a very positive conversation with the president and the vice president. I believe he was very reasonable with us.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A huge cloud looms over the top three Democrats in Virginia. The governor, Democrat Ralph Northam, accused of being in a picture showing a man in blackface standing with someone in a white KKK outfit. He denies it's him. The lieutenant governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, accused of sexual assault by a woman who claims he attacked her and forced her into a sex act. Fairfax admits to an encounter, but says it was consensual. And the Attorney General, Democrat Mark Herring, issuing an apology for wearing blackface at a party back in 1980. In other news, President Trump speaking at the annual prayer breakfast.
President Trump, speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, assured his audience that his administration will protect religious liberties.
My administration has taken historic action to protect religious liberty.
The president also spoke out against abortion.
Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio Consumer News Now. A new study finds some Americans routinely putting their personal data at risk without even realizing it. For example, using public Wi-Fi or tossing mail in the trash. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
More than 9 out of 10 U.S. adults have been guilty of at least one risky data security behavior in the past year, according to a new CreditCards.com report that says the most common data security mistake is reusing your online passwords, which could contribute to identity theft. Other common risky behaviors include using a public Wi-Fi network, saving passwords and payment info, carrying a social security card in your purse or wallet, and throwing out mail that has personal data on it without shredding it first. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on the situation in Venezuela. Here's USA Radio's John Clements.
Abrams said the time for talks with Maduro have long passed. It now is the time for some of his friends, like Cuba or Russia, to give him asylum.
Well, he's got friends in places like Cuba and Russia. And there are some other countries, actually, that have come to us privately and said they'd be willing to take members of the current illegitimate regime if it would help the transition.
President Trump has said a military option for Venezuela is still on the table. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.